What's the weirdest or most awkward place you found a date? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe you're on the job, an active police situation, and you're scrolling Tinder, finding a date. Or maybe you're like Amy, who sent us a voice note.
The weirdest place I ever found love was probably a foster care training class.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Because nothing says ready to date like learning how to take care of traumatized children.
Can confirm. Aaron said, met a guy while we were both hiding in the bathroom during a fire alarm at work.
Trauma bonding.
Yes, that we dated for 3 months.
A little trauma bonding. I kind of like that.
That's funny.
Got another text on our text line 502-795-1997. I dated and married my chiropractor. LMAO. Wow.
All right.
That comes in handy.
You know, I've always said back rubs sometimes can lead to other things.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But then, like, is it difficult then if you are married to a chiropractor? Like, when you're trying to give the back rubs, they're going to probably have
like
better,
if you're
standards.
Exchanging back rubs.
Right, but yeah. You don't have the training they do. That's probably tough.
Kyle said, I matched with a girl while sitting in the dentist chair mid-cleaning.
Yeah.
Started messaging her, waiting for the dentist to check my teeth. All right.
Okay.
All right. You know what?
Yep.
Multitasking. Multitasking.
Yep. Oh, see, another trauma bonding. Met my ex in line for a tornado shelter.
Oh.
Sirens blaring, hair wild, adrenaline doing its thing. We trauma bonded real fast. Wow. Dated for a year.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Weirdest or most awkward place you found a date?
Oh, Melissa, this is good. I once found a date while stuck on a broken down roller coaster at an amusement park.
Ow.
He was in the car behind me and my friend. We were there for 40 minutes just chatting like, well, if we survive.
Wow.
Wound up dating for 6 months.
There you go.
That's cute.
That is kind of cute.
Yes.
All right. John said, I started talking to a girl while I was pulled over getting a speeding ticket. She was actually the passenger in the car next to me that also got pulled over for speeding. Wow. What a police officer that was. We exchanged numbers while the cop walked away, dated for 4 months.
That's great.
I have seen a police officer pull two people over at one time.
Yeah.
Like drive up next to them, point them over,
and
then drive up next to
them.
Yes, exactly.
Give you a group talking
to. I know. Wow.
Kara said, I once met someone at a funeral reception. We both reached for the same deviled egg and locked eyes like this feels illegal.
At a funeral?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yep.
All right. We'll get to a couple more. Weirdest or awkward places you found a date?
Lisa, I matched with a guy while I was in the middle of a job interview waiting room. Ended up messaging him instead of reviewing my notes.
Did she get the job?
Nope. Ah. But got a boyfriend for 8 months.
That's funny.
There you go.
Paul said, one time in my early 20s, I met a girl while we were both locked out of our apartments at about 2 a.m. Sat in the hallway until maintenance showed up. We ended up dating for like 5 months.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
Is cute.
Olivia, not my best moment. When I started talking to a guy while getting my car towed, he was the tow truck driver, which should have been my red flag. We only dated 3 weeks.
Kelly, I feel like that could have been a you story back in the day.
I mean, I did date the guy that installed my car stereo.
Yeah.
When I first moved to town, that's Circuit fun. City Boy. And Danielle, this is wild, but I met my shortest relationship ever. During jury duty.
Oh.
We bonded over the process, made up fake backstories for everyone. Trial ended, and so did we. Dated a total of 9 days.
9 days.
A magical 9 days.
Wow.
Got her through that, though, I bet.
That is good.
Yeah.
All right. Good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 DJX.
You just never know.